Curtis 牧师跟我们分享的这些的内容。
And I have every confidence that God works in whatever way He works in any age, in any time, in any place.
那我确信神会通过各样的方式，借着各样的人，在各样的场合来向我们工作。
And though I'm not going to actually focus on that way that God acts, I have no, there's no wonder in my mind whether He does or doesn't.
所以虽然我所分享的内容不是有这么多的故事，但是我相信这些都是神的作为。
And so I'm really appreciative of what he said.
所以我非常的谢谢他这样跟我们分享这些内容。
And I have many stories like that actually from my own life that I would really be able to share, but that's not where I'm going to speak today.
那我自己看我个人的经历也有许多神的带领，但是今天我想跟大家分享的内容重点不在这里。
So pray with me, and then at the end, maybe all of you could say together in Chinese, "To God be the glory."
那我想再次带大家祷告，然后我们祷告结束的时候，请大家以愿神得所有的荣耀来结束。
Or if you don't speak Chinese, you can say it in English.
你愿意用中英文都可以。
God, once again, we ask you to reach into our hearts and do with us whatever you want to do with us.
恩主，我们再次的向你呼求，求你来在我们的心中动那善工。
We recognize that it is not our comfort.
我们认识到我们这不是我们所
or our knowledge.
Comfort 不知道怎么翻译了
It's not our feeling good about ourselves or our knowledge.
所以我们靠的不是我们的感受，不是我们的知识。
Or even our happiness that you are mostly concerned about.
很多的时候，我们有时候也是专注在我们个人的幸福上面。我们也知道你是爱我们的。
That you want us to be like you.
但是我们更知道你的心意是让我们更像你。
So we pray you will give us insights today on how we can make ourselves available for that kind of change from you and your power and your spirit.
所以我们向你祷告，求你给我们很多属灵的洞见，让我们明白如何能够更像你、更爱你，来更跟随你。
Protect us in the process from the enemy.
求你保守我们的心怀意念，驱走恶者在我们心中各样的拦阻。
And from his agents who are here with us as well.
愿你与我们同在。
Protect us by the power of your spirit and by the presence of your angels.
愿你圣灵的大能保守我们，愿你差派天使也来帮助我们。
As we recognize that very real part of our world,
那我相信我们所生活的世界的真实是包括着属灵世界的真实一样。
And we pray it in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
Thank you so much.Christian history's greatest impact in my personal life is in the area of spirituality.
那我今天跟大家分享的内容就是那我去研究基督教的教会历史，它对我个人产生最大的影响是灵性的培育。
Although I studied Christian history a long time before it had that kind of impact on my life.
但是我必须向大家承认，我是在多年研究基督教历史之后才意识到这一点，也才让它在我生命里面产生这个影响。
I always had a hunger for spirituality.
那我从信主之后，不久我就心中一直对灵性的培育很有渴求。
He puts us in us. He puts that in us when he creates us in his image.
那我们知道神造我们就把这样的渴求放在我们的心里面。
And I had practiced some spiritual disciplines when I had read Richard Foster's book.
那我早年读过有一个作者叫福士德，他写了一本书叫做。
I had studied and memorized scripture.
那我站在他的书里面教的，我去读圣经，我也记圣经。
But my spirit just longed for something more.
但即使我这么做了之后，我感觉到我里面还是有很深的渴求。
And the study of Christian history introduced me to spiritual masters from across the centuries.
那我后来研究教会基督教历史的时候，我就接触到很多属灵的大师们。
What I first noticed was that nearly every great church father or theologian of the early church,
那我就注意到几乎每一个我们现在所读的这些书籍和这些属灵的大师们，他们都有一些非常类似的经历。
Also practiced a strict highly disciplined ascetic life. Do you know ascetic?
Like monks?
Yeah. Not necessarily monks, but something like that.
就是我注意到他们之所以成为大师，其中一个共通的特点就是他们有非常非常严格的训练，有素的，几乎听起来像苦行僧一样的生活。
They all had a direct connection between proper theological understanding and deep spirituality.
那你去读他们的生平的时候，你就注意到他们有一个很深的在两个方面有很深的连接起来。一个方面就是他们对神学、对神的认识的深刻，另一个就是他们在属灵操练上的严格。
Later, I realized that the great leaders of the church in every century had that same deep bond of commitment to both theology and spiritual discipline walk.
所以当我越来越多地认识到教会历史，去读这些属灵伟人他们的生平的时候，我发觉他们几乎每一个人都有这个特点，就是把对神学、对神深刻的认识和对属灵操练的严格结合起来。
I personally was blessed to meet my mentor, John Cashin.Not in person, I mean through reading him.
那我跟大家介绍一位帮助我，我称他为我的属灵导师的这个人，他的名字叫英文叫 John Carson， 中文可能翻译成卡西安，他是生活在大概五世纪左右。
I don't mean that he should be everyone's mentor, because I could tell the stories of a lot of people who have studied under the spiritual mentorship of a lot of people through the centuries.
那我知道说，其实我知道，我们如果去读这些属灵大师的著作，他们的生平，他们所写的内容，都对我们可以有很大的帮助。
I could recommend a number of others.
我也可以给大家建议另外一些人。
But as I read the report of Cashin's conferences with the great monks of Egypt,
那这个卡西安这个人，他一生有两。So I'm going to give a little bit of background.
Okay.
Okay. 就是
I didn't say this.
他一生写了有两本书非常有名流传下来。刚才 Bob 说的一本书叫 Conferences， 记录了他跟当时在埃及的这个很多的教父、沙漠教父的很多的对话，记载他们的生平、他们的理解。所以就把它记录下来，这本书叫做 Conferences， 就是一系列的这种交流。
I realized that, that I wanted that kind of deeper spirituality.
所以当我读他所写的内容的时候，我越读我心中越有渴望，我希望能够像他那样来属灵生命有这么样的深度。
And because of that, reading and journaling through the scriptures,And through Cashin became a regular part of my daily rhythm.
那借着读他的书，借着这样的一个寻求我就开始读经，开始读书，开始记日记，这就成了我每天的生活中的很重要的一部分。
I found myself offering students assignments where they could invest in that kind of spirituality in each of my church history classes.
那我后来在我教会历史的这些课程里面，我也鼓励这些学生们。也开始读他们的书，读了之后也开始有自己的操练，读经、读书、记日记等等。
And that journey into spiritual fathers and spiritual masters became an important part of study for many of my students.
所以我很感恩很多上了我这个教会历史课的这些学生们，他们也养成了这一种属灵操练的习惯，借着这样一个读经、写日记，成为他们灵修的旅程。
So the purpose of the story is this.
所以我今天跟大家分享的一个最主要的目的。
Why does church history matter?
为什么教会历史对我们这么重要？
Because Christian history helps us meet people who can help us develop our spirituality.
因为当我们研究教会历史，就像我们一路结识了两千年来里面的许多的伟人借着跟他们的交流学习，他们来帮助我们成长。
Now, to be sure, any progress you make in spirituality is a product of God's Spirit working in your heart.
我想再次强调，每一个人，我们在座的每一位弟兄姐妹，生命的属灵生命的成长，都是神圣灵的工作。
Every one of these spiritual masters would make sure they said that first.
我相信，我们所接触的这些属灵伟人，这也是他们特别强调的。每个人生命的成长是靠的神。
That's just granted up front as I present the rest of this presentation.
那这个结论，是每一个人都承认的，也是我所坚定的。所以我下面讲的内容都是在这个前提之下讲的。
But they teach us. They help to teach us how. Let me say that over.These people who integrated their life and their theology and their ministry and their spirituality into one singular focus are inspiration for me.
所以，当我看到这些属灵大师的时候，我就注意到一个特点，他们把人生的四大块能够结合在一起，就是他们的对神学、对神的认识、他们的日常的生活、他们的服事，还有他们灵性的培育。都能够如此的合一的结合起来，这个对我是有很大的震撼。
They teach us how to overcome the principal vices or sins in our lives.
那特别他也帮助我怎么样除掉我生命生活中的恶习，生命中的罪。
And how to develop the virtues of being like God.
同时更重要的也让我知道怎么样培育美德来更像神。
They lead us along the path.
他们的生命带领我再走一条路。
They help us see safeguards. They give us clarifications.
那他们的经历，他们的各方面的积累，成了我的一个的认知，一个的保障。
We all already think that that's okay.
当我这么讲，我想大家可能都接受。
We do it with live people all the time.
With lies?
With no live people who are alive.
Oh, sorry.
Not lies, live, alive people all the time.
那就像我们现在生活，我们接触的 ，sorry， 我们接触的这活的人，我们家人、朋友、导师一样，我们也是用同样的方式。
But I, how do I say this?
Sorry.
I don't know any live people who could lead me to the level of spirituality that John Cashin has led me.I don't know of a spiritual director I could turn to who has this kind of depth.
但是我所面临的现实又是说，在我的生活圈子里面所接触的所有人当中，我还没有遇到一位像我在读的卡西安他的书里面这么样的成熟，这么样的带我在属灵生命里面能够走这么深。
If I did, I would probably go to him.
那我如果遇到这样的人，我肯定会去找，直接找他了。
Or her.
或者是一个弟兄，或者是一个姐妹。
So Christian spirituality is really what is at the core of Christian history.
所以就像这个基督徒的灵性培育，其实是教会历史最核心的一个体现。
I have a bunch of things here that I do that say that, but I don't know how much to say. I teach a class on the history of Christian spirituality.
那我在林肯大学有教这么一个课，就是专门在讲基督徒的灵性培育。
Where we journal through excerpts of great spiritual writers.
那我们就是读这些历史历代这些属灵大师的他们的著作，然后我们记日记写报告。
This semester I have a course on John Cashin.
那这个学期我正好有一门课是专门研究卡西安这个人。
It turns into a mini course on spirituality.
那当我去介绍这个人的时候，很自然也谈到基督徒灵性的培育。
And I have about five or six other courses where there is either the requirement or the opportunity to do journaling through spiritual masters.
那我另外教过的五六门课里面，几乎每一课都涉及到怎么样培育基督徒的灵性。
That's a shift in my requirements over the last 10 years or so.
那其实我回顾过去十年，这个其实是一个很大的一个转变，就是我要求学生一起来跟我在灵性培育上下功夫。
Because the level of discipline I'm talking about probably didn't enter my life until about 10 years ago.
那我下面想跟大家分享的这样严谨的有一个属灵操练，也是我十多年前才正式开始认真做的。
Oh, I ask myself all the time, what could God have done with me if I had gotten serious about this kind of spirituality when I was in my 20s instead of in my 50s.
那我常常很感慨说，如果我是在我二十岁的时候，如果就开始像我过去十年这么样操练的话，而不是等我等到我五十岁之后，五十多岁之后才开始做的话，那神在我身上会有什么样的工作？
Or maybe even if I were a teenager.
或甚至是当我是青少年的时候，我如果就用这样的方式在做属灵操练的话，我相信我会很不一样的。
Now, granted, I have a lot of good theology before I ever got here, so probably I grew faster than I would have if I didn't. But so what? God does his thing. Just get in touch with him and let him do his thing.
那虽然我有这样的感慨，但是我也很感恩。我相信，我在五十岁之前，神也一直在帮助我，在带领我，特别是在神学教育的这样的认识上。
I think part of the reason Western theology misses this focus is because we're mixed up about what the real goal is in Christianity.
那我们生活在一个西方的这个社会，同时也在西方的一个教会，那往往很多的时候我们没有抓住要害，也失掉了这么一个中心，就是一个灵性上的成长。
I'm a little off on my notes here, but I'm going to do it anyway, okay?
I'll try.
In the West, we usually make the mistake of thinking that the primary human problem is that we have sin in our lives.
那我们在西方长大，我们常常被教导说，人最大的问题就是我们的罪。
So we do most everything we do to try to convince people of how to get sin out of their lives.
所以我们常常去使别人明白，或者也使自己确信，我们要怎么样想办法罪从我们生命和生活中除去。
This is not bad.
这并不错。
But it's not our primary human problem.
但这个其实并不是我们最根本的问题。
The primary human problem is that we are not like God.
那最根本的人的问题来在于说我们不是神，我们不像神，我们离神很远。
We're created in his image, but we don't have his character.
我们按圣经上告诉我们按照神的性情和形象所造，但是我们却没有他的性情跟品格特点。
One of the big reasons we don't have his character is because we have sin.
那我们之所以没有神的完全的美善的性情和品格，就是因为罪的原因。
And we need to get rid of the sin.
所以我们的确是需要去除罪。
I'm not trying to downplay that.
我丝毫不想减弱我们对罪需要除去罪的这个重要性和必要性。
But getting rid of the sin is not the primary goal of our Christian life.
但是除罪不是我们人生最重要的目标。
We want to become like God.
那除罪我们人生最重要的目标是要活得更像神。
And I hope you like that.
我希望大家能够理解我讲的内容。
Because if you go to heaven, that's what you're going to be up to for the rest of forever.
那我们将来与神永远同在之后，我们并不在处理罪的问题了，而是学习如何像神。
That's your destiny.
那这是我们的人生的目标跟走向。
I believe for all of eternity we're always approaching more and more like God and never arriving at being completely like God. I don't think it stops when Jesus comes back.
所以我们在地上的生活我们是逐渐的越来越学习更像神，那甚至包括耶稣来了之后，我们在将来与神同在的生活我们也是学习越来越像神。
I better stick with my notes.
Okay.
The next line basically says God wants to make us like God in everything except the one thing we can never be. We can never have the divine nature itself, but we can take on every other thing about God besides the divine nature itself.
所以我想自己不要大家不要任何的误解，神的心意让我们更像他。但是有一点，我们永远不可能跟他一样，就是他的神性。我们是被造物。
All by, all by God's grace, of course.
我们所神的心意是让我们更像他，这一切都是靠着神的恩典。
So the spirituality of great theologians and Christians through the centuries is what pushed me in this direction.
那所以当我去研究教会历史，特别是这些属灵大师，他们的灵性成长的过程里面，鞭策我更深的来追求属灵生命的成长。
But and of course, God gave us that spiritual desire.
那我们心中这种对灵性的成长的渴望来自于神。
And God's grace is working with us at every single moment while we're making these good choices.
那我们人生生活的每一个时刻，神的恩典都伴随着我们，帮助我们来做正确的选择，来更像他。
And although He expects us to make those good choices,
他希望我们能够做出正确的好的选择。
And guarantees that we can.
他也赐给我们这样一个能力，保证我们能够做到。
He's also helping us to make those good choices as we go along.
所以当我们走这个人生生命成长的路的时候，他一直伴随着我们。
Which is what I think our pastor shared this morning. I was getting a little translation in my ear, so I think that's what he shared was basically we always do it with God and God's power is what does it.
那就像今天早上陆弟兄所分享的，我们人生里面总是面临许多的选择，但是当我们愿意顺服在神的面前，神就赐我们能力去做这样的选择，并活出这样的生命。
But an important instrument God used to bring me into that kind of daily discipline of scripture and prayer was with the spiritual masters and great theologians throughout the church's history.
在我的这个属灵生命的成长过程里面，有读经，有祷告，也有这些属灵大师们他的著作和生命对我的影响。
They practiced a spiritual disciplined life as the central part of their identity and their growth and their study. It was the core of their being.
在他们对自己身份的形成，对于他们整个的服事，对神的认识里面，一个中心的一个部分，就是他们严谨的做属灵操练。
Now some confessions and some stories from my life.
那我想我先跟大家描述一下我自己当年的情形。
I can't tell you how many times I had begun a program for daily Bible reading and prayer.
那我自己大家知道他是信主66年到现在，所以50年是吧
？If I said 20,
I haven't finished yet. Sorry, I'll get some background. 所以他刚才讲的意思是说，他这五十年里面，他有多次的努力，但是多次的失败。Sorry.
I really couldn't number the number of times.
那这是失败的次数，他都数不过来了。
I don't mean I hadn't done this before.
那他的意思是说他是其实尽了很大努力的。
At least 3 times, probably several more than that, I had read through the Bible in a year.
那他有一段时间希望 3 times reading the whole Bible in a year.
Yeah, at least 3, probably 4 or 5, but I remember 3.
Yeah. 他就是一年把圣经读3遍这样。
But generally speaking, what would happen is if I missed a few days in a row, I would tend to abandon the plan.
那我其实常常遇到的挑战是我如果有几天没有读的话，我后来就没有力气再也没有心思再读下去，那个整个计划就报废了。
Feel like a failure.
那我就是感到很深的失败感。
And then restart the plan or some plan some months or weeks later.
那或许几个礼拜或几个月之后，我会鼓起勇气再来一个新的计划。
This is probably like about like overeating every 4 or 5 weeks and not eating in between.
那这就跟有些人吃饭一样，就是他暴食暴饮，然后几个礼拜之后他又饿自己。
But it is my story.
那这个就是我生命成长的一个真实的体现。
And one day, in the context, actually in church worship, in corporate worship, God does a lot of things with me during corporate worship. But in the context of taking the Lord's Supper,
那有一次我在教会聚会，我们一起在领主餐。
I asked God to help change that pattern in my life.
那我就向神祷告，求神来帮助我改变这样一个状况。
I realized I needed some kind of system that would allow for grace in my devotional life.
那我当时就想说，我应该有一个能够确实可行的方法。那这里面特别包含神的恩典，来帮助我往前走。
I needed a plan that would allow me to miss and not cancel the plan.
那这个方法呢，能够允许我有失败，但失败之后就不放弃，反而能够站起来。
Now, Pastor Curtis would probably say the Holy Spirit told him.But I think I had the same experience he's talking about when he says that. When I just, it came to my mind this sort of impression that I needed to do my devotions to commit to 5 days a week.
那柯蒂斯牧师或者有的弟兄姐妹会说啊，圣灵感动了我。那我是同样在这个聚会里面，有这样一个观念，就想法就进到我的心思意念里面。
So I decided I would.
所以我就向神说我愿意来做。
I decided I would read scripture.
哦，就决定说我要读圣经。
And journal what I was reading.
那我就就着我所读的内容记日记。
And then journal my prayers.
然后我把我的祷告也记下来。
Write them out.
然后我就把它写出来。
That would allow me to miss and not to have failed.
那当我这么做的时候，我发觉说我有些时候还是会试掉几天没有做，但是我过一段时间我又能够重新再开始，所以就不是完全的失败。
And I was still allowed to do more than 5 days a week. There wasn't a rule against five. It's just I gave myself grace.
那我那个时候决定说一个礼拜我只是选五天做这个那有些时候我可以多做一点，有些可以少做一点。
Soon after that,
不久之后。
I believe certainly by God's providence.
那我相信是神的恩典和带领。
Our preacher suggested a New Testament reading plan for our whole church.
那我们教会的牧师就建议全教会的弟兄姐妹都来读圣经，是每个礼拜读五天，读新约。
That required reading one New Testament chapter each day.
那就算起来的话，就是每一天读一章的新约圣经。
5 days a week.
每个礼拜读五天。
Of course, it wasn't an accident.
所以当你no accident because 5 times 52 yeah. is the chapters of the New Testament.
Oh, no, what I mean is no accident that yeah. God led me to do 5 days a week, and then our preacher says, "Why don't we do 5 days
okay.
a week?"
大家理解他讲的意思了。
It was also no accident that the New Testament has 260 chapters, and it comes out perfect to 5 days a week for.I mean, that's no accident either.
新约圣经有260章，所以你每个礼拜读五章，乘以52个礼拜的话，就是260。
In fact, that's the plan I use to get people started. So when they're trying to get started in a spiritual walk.
所以很多时候我建议人，如果他想每天读新约的话，我就建议他一天读一章，一年就能够把它读完。
So I had begun my 5 day a week devotions, but now I switched my Bible reading plan to be the same as the.I would say the rest of the congregation, the same as the rest of those in the congregation who took up the preacher's challenge. Let's say it that way.
所以当我听到牧师这么样的希望我们这么做的时候，我就停止了我自己的读经计划，就加入了教会这个读经计划。
And if you want to see God's power in this, I don't go to my own church very often.
I don't.
I'm not at my own church most Sundays.
那因为 Bob 他可能很忙，然后在外地服事，所以说他并不是能够经常的去他本来的教会聚会。
I've done 30 interim ministries in the last 29 years.
在过去29年，他有30次的这样的机会，在各地的教会做代理牧师。
Sometimes I don't go to my own church for a whole year.
有些时候我自己所在的教会，我可能一年都去不了。
So.The very fact I was even there when he made this challenge was, I think, something from God.
那所以，但是就是在那一次比较少有的机会，我再参加我们教会的聚会，我也在想同样的问题。牧师就做了这样的建议，我相信是有神的带领。
The next year, our preacher challenged, we gave us two plans, a New Testament plan and a read through the Bible plan, and challenged us to step up to the read through the Bible plan.
那第二年我们牧师就挑战会众，就是说给大家两个读经计划，一个呢是跟过去一样一年读新约一遍，另外一个呢就是一年读整本圣经一遍。
And I did.
那我就选了第二个一年读整本圣经一遍那个计划。
I'd already included an optional assignment of having spiritual masters in 4 of my classes.
那在那个时候，在我教的四门课里面，我也开始意识到，我鼓励我的学生们要读属灵大师的书，然后记日记。
And students were telling stories of their lives being transformed.
那我的学生每次记了日记之后，就回来告诉我说，借着这个过程，他们的生命怎么样被改变。
And I said, it's time for me to get serious about doing what I have given my students the option of doing.
那我当时心里就想说，如果我的学生都已经在这么做的话，或许我做老师的应当开始尝试认真做一做。
So I began doing the same with a spiritual master I knew the best, John Cashin. I had done my dissertation on his view of grace.
那我当时就选了这个叫卡西安的这个属灵大师。那我的毕业论文就是写的关于他在Grace,
yes,
yeah, 他在关于恩典的这样的讲论。
And so I decided I would journal my way through the institutes and the conferences, two of his works.
所以那这个人的两本很有名的书、我不知道怎么翻译，就是 institutes and conferences。那我就决定用这两本书作为我、读属灵大师的书的做日记的一个、来源。
It took me 3 years.
那我后来做认真把它做完，花了我三年的时间。
So if you want a 20-second download on spirituality, get over it.
那如果在座的你如果想说有一个速成法、来做属灵操练的话、你尽早把这个想法放弃。
You're not going to get this one in an MP3 file.
那实在是不存在这样的一个速成的过程。
Actually, I do... Well, it doesn't matter. When I finished, I had to figure out what I was going to do next. My plan was I would move on to someone else.
那三年之后、终于完成了。我当时第一个想法是说、我应该选另一个属灵大师来做。
In my heart, I knew I'd really only started to become familiar with what these people were teaching.
但是我的内心却、清楚地告诉我，其实我、对这些大师的认识才是、了解他们的皮毛而已。
And again, I think at God's prompting.
那、同样的，我相信又是神的、特别的恩典和带领。
I thought, well, I'm going to do journal again through the conferences one more time.
所以我当时就有个感动，就是说我要回到这个卡西安的这个 conferences 这本书里面，我要再来读一遍。
This time in 1 year with a specific plan.
那我这次就做了一个一年的计划啊、来把它完成。
Don't get me wrong. I'm not journaling through Cassian instead of the scriptures.
那我相信大家、我希望大家不要误解我，我是同时读圣经也读属灵大师的书。
The scriptures are revelation.
圣经是神的启示。
Cassian is not.
属灵大师的书不是。
He's just a trusted brother.
那这卡西安的书只是、我信任他是一个主内的弟兄。
Like maybe Pastor Wei is for you.
就像我们彼此为弟兄姐妹一样。
When Pastor Wei speaks, he's telling you what he thinks the Bible says.
Which way are you going now?
I'm just going to point out that the scriptures themselves are the real revelation.
所以再次强调，圣经是神的启示，是我们立命之本。
And that you're a trusted brother who helps us to try to understand.
任何一个服侍的弟兄或者姐妹，他们分享神的话的时候，我们虽然信任他，他们也是在讲神的真理。
You could be wrong.
他们很可能是错的。我可能也可能是错的。
But the scriptures are not.
圣经不会是错的。
Okay. And I could be wrong.
Bob 说他也可能会
说 Maybe I should have used me as the illustration instead of Pastor Hui.
It's okay. I'm wrong all the time.
Well, yeah, there's a way not to be wrong all the time, and that's to not try.
Okay.
But if you try, you're going to make mistakes. That's just how it is. If you don't want to make mistakes, don't do anything.
那如果你想不犯任何错的话，那你就不要做任何事。但是当你去做任何事情的时候，你要意识到你有可能会错。
Good thing we serve a God of grace, right?
但是我们知道，我们所服侍的神是蛮有恩典的神。
So, honestly, after that year, I went through the conferences again, and then I went through the conferences again. As soon as I get down the spiritual teachings of these great spiritual masters, I'll move on to something else.
那我在那之后又花了好几年的时间，每年都来读他这个书。那我到现在还没有完全的从这些书里面出来，因为实在知道说每次我去读他就有新的一些的看见。
Now, another part of my story, I don't know that it's essential to everyone, but another part of my story is that when I started, I usually did my devotions as the last thing in my day.
那另外一点，我想跟大家详细介绍我自己属灵操练的方式的时候，我常常。早年都是晚上睡觉之前来做灵修。
I don't need to tell you all the stories of how the demons just love to get on me for that.
那其实我现在回过头来看，在那段时间里面，其实我遭受很多恶者来的攻击跟诱惑。
Some of you may not really believe that there really are demons, but there are.
那我们在座的或许你不见得相信魔鬼的存在的真实，但我可以告诉你，它实实在在存在的。
I mean, I've heard people say things like, well, maybe Jesus was just accommodating himself to the worldview of his day.
那有些人会读新约圣经，只是说当时的社会认为有魔鬼，所以耶稣为了讨他们的欢心，也说世界有魔鬼。
I heard that when I was a young Christian.
那我第一次听到这样的讲论的时候，我还是个年轻的信徒。
But I kept asking myself, what happened to the pigs?
那我当时一直回答不了的问题就是那群猪到底怎么出了什么事？
They just all get a mass hysteria psychosis at the same moment.
那我不知道为什么那群猪是不是突然都发疯了，就跳到海里了。
It just doesn't make any sense.
实在不明白，如果没有魔鬼的话，为什么出这样的事？
At any rate, I live in that world, I guess.
那我这就是我的思维方式。
So somewhere in reading through the Desert Fathers, I could show you the actual passage. One of the great abbots there challenged us to give God the first fruits of the day.
那我有一段时间读到的这些沙漠教父他们一些著作里面，他们有时候
So I try to give God the first fruits.
就强调说我们要把我们的初熟的果子献给神，所以我就开始在考虑怎么样运用在我的生活里面。
No, I do take the dog out first to give him a chance to go to the bathroom.
那所以我后来就把灵修时间改在早上，那当然我先要照顾我的狗。
Although I am praying while he's going to the bathroom.
Seriously. 那我的狗上厕所的时候，我就在旁边祷告。
And then I make coffee to take into my little place where I do devotions and for the next period of time.
那我会有烧咖啡，然后呢，我来做我的灵修的时间。
But God, I'm trying to give God now the first fruits of the day.
那这就是我当时理解说把我初熟的果子献给神的一个具体的体现。
And I adjust my time to rise from sleep accordingly.
那我同时要改变我入睡的时间，那保证我能够早起。
I've definitely overslept and then struggled to get caught up.
那我绝对是有很多的时候就睡过头了，这以至于就没有灵修。
But I give myself grace to abbreviate if necessary, so that I still have those devotions in the morning.
那但是我学会了不要因此就有很强的挫折感，就一直趴下去，而是靠着神的恩典能够再站起来，再接着做。
And sometimes I finish it throughout the rest of the day.
那有些时候我是在白天再找时间能够把灵修补回来。
Now this semester has some other stresses that have been added to that, so I don't need to go into that. But I'm doing more devotions this semester than most because I'm doing what my John Cashin class is required to do, and I felt like if I tell them they have to do it, I would do it with them. So.
那这个学期我的灵修时间比往年更久，因为我们正好在学卡西安这个生平。那他有一个关于灵修的一个的建议，那我要求我的学生，那也要求我自己，我们都来操练。
So, well, I continued to struggle with the sins that had haunted me for decades.
下一个方面我想跟大家分享的就是我如何在我生活里面的罪一直有很多的挣扎。
And the Desert Fathers encourage us to identify those sins, understand their place in the eight principal sins, and then to work at eradicating them by the grace of God in our lives.
那沙漠教父他们教导我们说，在面临罪的时候，我们有几步具体的步骤我们要做。第一步就是你要去真实的去把自己的罪把它认明出来。第二步就是要明白八个关于罪的原则。第三个呢，就是采取具体步骤把它除去。
They prayed throughout the day, often together.
那他们常常聚在一起在一天里面有多次的一起的祷告。
I still remember as I was taking the Lord's Supper once again in corporate worship.
那我记得我曾经有个经历也是在我们教会一起领主餐的时候。
God does a lot with me during the Lord's Supper.
那我发觉在我属灵生命成长里面在主餐对我来说是跟神非常相遇的经历。
I think God made it apparent to me, I'm sure that,Again, that our pastor would say, the Holy Spirit told me. But it became apparent to me in the middle of those prayers that that praying each morning was not going to cut it.
那在那次的主餐的经历里面我心中有个很强烈的感动说我每天早上只是祷告是不够的。
So I promised God I would at least try to pray at specific times throughout the day.
所以我就跟神立约说我除了早晨祷告之外我在一天当中也另外要找时间来祷告。
And I think God has been leading me and expanding what that prayer includes and so forth until it is what it is now.
所以在从那以后到现在神一直在带领我让我明白一天有多少次的祷告和祷告的内容和方式是什么。
I do better at doing the ones in the morning than I do the ones after the morning. I'll just be honest.
那我也诚实的跟大家讲，我虽然一天里面有几个固定的祷告的时间，但早晨的祷告的时间对我来说还是最好的。
When I first get up, it's usually before 6, and I try to do the midnight and 3 o'clock prayers before 6. But if I get up after 6, which is rare, but if I do, I do all three of those, the 12, 3, and 6 prayers at the same time, basically.
At the same time?
Yeah, I'll do 12 o'clock prayers, 3 o'clock prayers, and 6 o'clock prayers all at once.
At 6?
Yeah, at 6.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not yet at least setting an alarm to get up in the middle of the night to do it. I'm saying yet, because I'm still open to that possibility if God pushes me there.
那沙漠教父其中建议的一种祷告的方法是半夜十二点、凌晨三点、早晨六点。那他现在半夜十二点跟凌晨三点的还比较难做到，所以他把这三个祷告都集中在早上六点钟之前起来然后做。
But I will say it happens from time to time because God has created us in such a way that a certain condition happens to men over 50, and I end up waking up in the middle of the night anyway. I know you know what I'm talking about.
当然随着我年纪的增长，我发觉有些时候在半夜起来也没有那么难了。
But that's an accident. That's not intentional.
那
这个是 not an accident, but I mean it's not part of my intention.
实在是因为身体的原因，而不是自己能够爬起来为了祷告的缘故。
All right, that was too much information.
或许我讲的太多了。
There's no way I can describe how God has changed my life because of this focus.
那我实在是非常的感恩，当我这个重点开始转移的时候，我发觉我的生命跟灵性有很大的转变。
I don't know what He would have done with me if I hadn't started doing this, compared to what He's doing with me with it. I don't know. God just does His thing.
所以我有时候也不知道，我如果没有做这个，十多年来没有做这个，神会怎么样带领我？
But my life has been transformed by making myself available to God every day.
那我可以确信的讲说，我愿意把我自己敞开给神的时候，我的一生就被神不断的在改变。
It's not my good works that makes the change. I'm not pretending that it's good works that does it.
我再次想跟大家澄清，不是因为我的好行为来改变了我的人生。
But as we work, God empowers that by His grace to transform us into what He calls us to become.
当我们愿意来跟随神，把我们自己献给神的时候，神他自己在我们生命里面来工作，来更新，以至于我们成为他所使用的器皿。
I mean, the massive contribution to that is God's grace.
那我们整个这一切最关键的是神的大的恩典。
And even our choices are made with the help of His grace.
那我们立定心智这样一个做的选择也是靠着神的恩典来做的。
Though I will continue to insist they are really our choices.
但同时我也丝毫不减弱我们人要做这样的选择。
Because I think that's what the Bible says.
那我相信这也是圣经教导我们的。
So, wow, here I go. That's already more information than I've probably ever shared with anybody on this ever.
那我刚才跟大家讲的这些内容是我可能是第一次在公众场合这么样坦诚的全面的谈我自己。
You could pray for me afterwards because I'm expecting repercussions.
我请大家也为我祷告，因为我坚信恶者会来攻击我。
So here's I want to tell you about my devotional plan now, not because I want you to do mine, even though I don't mind if you do.But because I want you to see that it really has, it's not some abstract notion. I think I'm going to start reading the Bible and praying. Everybody says, I think I'm going to start reading the Bible and praying. Then they start reading the Bible, they don't pray, and then they stop reading the Bible. You know what I'm talking about. You've done it 100 times. I have too.
那我下面想更具体地跟大家介绍我自己的灵修计划。我也知道说我们在座的每一位，我们可能一生已经有上百次我们说我要读经要祷告，那我们发觉我们读了一些圣经，我们就没有祷告了，也就到后来也没有读经了，然后整个事情就停下来了。
So currently my devotional plan has 4 parts.
那我
every morning
我自己现在每天早晨的灵修计划分四个部分。
First is the Bible.
第一个是读经。
I read through the Bible. My general plan is to read through the Bible each year.
那我有一个总体计划，我每年把圣经要读一遍。
I read ahead before Lent or before the resurrection season, 48 days of Easter, and I read ahead before the Advent season or the Christmas season, which is either 31 or for me, or 32 or 33. It can be as many as 34 days, depending on when the first Sunday in Advent is. And I read ahead so that those days aren't part of my read through the Bible in a year plan. They have their own readings, their separate readings.
那除了我每年的读经计划之外，那就着复活节和圣诞节复活节之前有 was it 40 days or 48 days?
Well, Easter has 48 days if you count Easter Monday.
Yeah.
I mean, starting from Ash Wednesday to Easter Monday is 48, and I go through Easter Monday. It's just my, it's what I do. You don't have to do it. You don't have to do it at all. I'm just saying, it's a time when I focus on.It's an opportunity and not an obligation. How about that?
那在一年里面，关于复活节和关于圣诞节都有一些建议的读经的内容，特别针对这两个节日的内容。所以 Bob 会专门去读那方面的圣那几段的圣经。
Incidentally, not many people in my church do this. Okay, my church is not really a Lenten, Adventish.Church calendar sort of church. I'm an independent. We're in an independent.Free church, Bible-focused church, where we don't get into this tradition very much. But I get into the tradition because it's an opportunity to grow. And why wouldn't I take advantage of the opportunity? That's so. It's not obligation. It's just possibility.
那我也知道说，在座的如果你所在的教会可能不注重这些传统，就是读经就好了。那有一些教派。和教会他们是比较注重一年里面有一些重大的节日那伴随这个节日有一些很重要的圣经的章节他鼓励弟兄姐妹们在那些节日的前后就着那些的章节来读圣经
Second, I write my prayers, my morning prayers, I write them
那灵修计划的第二步就是我把我的祷告写下来
I started doing that because spiritual people through the centuries had taught me maybe that's a good idea
那我开始做了，完全是因为我读了这些属灵大师们，他们几乎每人都说记日记。
Maybe last night I realized one of the huge advantages of it when a sister asked me, "How do you concentrate on prayers without having your mind wander?"
那昨天晚上有一个姐妹问我说，你在祷告的时候你怎么能够专注而不是心猿意马或者读经的时候灵修的时候那我发觉说记日记能够帮助我专注。
And I thought, well, when I do my every 3 hours prayer, my mind wanders all the time. And sometimes I have to do it 3 or 4 times to get it in.
那我的确，当我祷告的时候，即使现在我祷告着祷告着，我的心思意念就不知道跑哪儿去了。
But it almost never happens when I write my prayers.
但是当我把我的祷告写下来，当成日记写下来的时候，我的就比较能够专注。
I say almost never because sometimes when I write a prayer about somebody, then my brain goes off into what I need to do to help that person, and then I have to come back. But I don't think that's getting off of the prayers. I think that's trying to live out the prayers.
那有些时候
so I'm happy about that.
有些时候我给大家举例子，我比方说要一个祷告是说我怎么样来帮助一个人，那我可能心思意念会想到说怎么具体的去做，但过一段时间之后我又回来继续回到祷告里面。
Now, if you read my daily prayers, you would probably say, it just looks like he prays the same thing over and over again.
那如果你有机会看我的祷告日记的话，你可能会说，这个人好像同样的事情总是拿出来祷告。
That's because he prays the same things over and over again.
那的的确确是因为我在很多同样的事情拿出来祷告。
So if I tell you I pray for you every day, I pray for you...Every day. I mean, that's...
所以当我说我每天为某人祷告的话，我的的确确是每天为他祷告。
So I don't tell you that if I don't do it.
那我如果没有做到这一点，我一般不会说的。
So when I said I pray for China every day, I mean, except for that one day I missed last year and made up for it the next day, I pray every day for China.
所以当我跟大家分享说我为中国每天在祷告的话，除了去年有一天我没有做到，当然我事后把它补上了，我的的确确每天在为中国祷告。
And not only China, but I pray for 4 countries, and China is one of them.
那我其实每天为4个国家祷告，中国是其中一个。
Now I want to say that the prayers have been similar, but the changes that I've seen with God's answers. I mean, it wasn't that God wasn't answering my prayers before. It's just as I journal through my prayers, and I come to that the next day, and I think, wait a minute, He already did that one.And then I think about the amazing way he has answered those prayers. I have come to expect God to answer prayers.
所以当我坚持这样的做祷告也记日记的时候 我就开始看到神在这个过程中有何等大的作为，那更重要的是我的心被神的作为所触动，让我开始对这个神有更深的认识。
I always taught that you all ought to expect God to answer your prayers.
比方说，哦，我们教导的时候，我们会说我们要期待神听我们的祷告，而且应允我们的祷告。
And I thought I expected God to answer my prayers.
那我这么教的时候，我也觉得说我也是这样在期待。
It's a whole different experience now.
但是当我借着记日记这么多年这么操练下来，真正看到神的作为的时候，我才发觉这不再是一个理性的认知，而是一个生命的活出来。
I could give, I mean, the stories here could go on and on, but just one quick example of where the prayer hasn't actually been answered yet. I'm just still expecting it.
我有许多的故事，但是我想跟大家快快地分享一个方面。那这个祷告神还没有完全应允。
I had a girl in my class who, after class, asked me if I would pray for a friend of hers.
那我在我的课上有一个小姐妹，她事后课后来找我希望我为她的这个小姐妹的朋友祷告。
Who I suspect is her husband.
那我猜想可能是这个姐妹的先生。
And this friend says, you know, I have faith in God, but I just want to just kind of have an experience of God that lets me feel how real He is.
那这个the sister was saying that, or
the student, the girl, the woman student who was telling me was saying it about her husband.
OK, 大家理解意思就是说
I do it myself, but I can't speak a lick of Chinese.
这个人就是说他觉得他很希望有一个经历神的这么一个过程一个经历。
And so, every time I see her now, I ask her if it's happened yet.
那我每次碰到这个学生我就问他说这件事情发生了吗
I told her that day, I'll start praying for your husband tomorrow, and something's going to happen.
那他那一天这个姐妹来向我提出这个请求的时候我就向她应许说我会每天为她先生祷告。
Another quick story, just it kind of takes time, but I'll do it.
另外一个小故事。
A colleague's son was in depression. His wife was in depression. They were about to lose their job. And he told me about this in the hallway.
那我有一个同事，他有一天在走廊里面跟我分享到，他的孩子和他的太太都有忧郁症，而且他们因为忧郁症的原因，都可能要失去工作。
I said, "Well, I will begin praying for your son tomorrow."
那他就说，我就 Bob 就跟这个同事说，我从明天开始就为你的儿子祷告。
I don't know. It was probably I don't know a few weeks later.
那结果几个礼拜之后。
His wife also works at the school.
他太太也在我在这个学校工作。
And she knew I was praying for her son and his wife and family every day.
这个太太知道说Bob 有在为他的儿子和他们全家每天祷告。
And she came and she said, I got to tell you something.
有一天他就过来跟 Bob 说我要告诉你一件事。
My son finally realized that his depression was because he was being asked to do things at work that he could not do with integrity.
那我他说他太太他儿子有一天突然明白了他之所以有产生这种忧郁症的一个最根本的原因是因为他在他的工作场合他的老板叫他做一个让他觉得是不正确的事情。
So he went and told his boss, who was a Christian, by the way.
那他的儿子有一天就跟他的老板去谈，他老板也是基督徒。
That he would not be doing those things anymore, and he couldn't work there anymore.
他就跟他的老板说，他觉得他这么做是不对的，他也要辞去他的工作了。
And he's been a lot better ever since. That's what she said.
结果他的儿子从此以后就感觉非常的轻松了。
And his wife is doing better because he's doing better.
那因为他儿子这样变好了，他的妻子也心情也好转起来。
And he's in job training for a different job.
那他妻子就开始学另外一门技能来做另外一项工作。
I just kind of smiled and nodded while she was talking.
那我听他这么样跟我分享的时候，我一边微笑一边点头。
I didn't know what God was going to do.
那我答应为他们家祷告的时候，我也不知道神会怎么做。
But I was expecting him to do something.
但是我里面有非常的确信神一定会做事的。
I'm no longer surprised when people report to me that stuff I pray for happens.
所以现在当我为他人祷告，他人事后告诉我说事情有很大的转变的时候，我已经不再惊讶了。
So sometimes the answers are very, very different than what I was asking for.
那但是我也同时意识到事情的发展，最后的产生的结果，有些时候跟我祷告的内容不完全一样。
I don't give God assignments.
所以我想提醒大家，我们祷告不是命令神去为我们做事。
I just ask him to resolve issues.
那我是只是求神在这些事情上来做主，来带领。
And I expect he's going to act to do that because I think he lays the burden on my heart in the first place. I mean, I think it's from him to him, and then he acts through us.
那我也相信说，整个这个祷告的过程是神亲自的把这样的负担放在我的里面，然后又赐我能力来坚持为他祷告，然后他自己在做工，然后我来再来明白认识他。
So I still get surprised by the answer sometimes, but not surprised that there is an answer.
所以我吃惊的部分是神具体的做的所做出来的事情，但是我并不吃惊神会做事这件事情。
Okay, the third thing I do is I read through Cashin.
那在我的灵修日记里面，第三部分是我读卡西安的书。
Usually a little section.
那我一般每天只读一小部分。
I mean, I'm doing four chapters of scripture probably, or maybe a little more, and then I'm just reading a very short section in Cashin most semesters, except this one.
那我一般是读四篇四章或者五章的圣经，但是卡西安的书大概可能就读一小段。
Sometimes as many as four pages, but usually about one.
那有些时候是一页，有些时候可能最多四页。
And I journal then through, just like what I do with scripture, key quotations and challenges in my life, sometimes some confessions.
所以我就记日记，那日记里面有他的写的内容的关键要点，然后我是怎么样明白的，然后我自己的一些的告白。
And fourth, I close with a prayer that blesses and glorifies God.
我灵修的第四步就是写下一个颂赞神的祷告。
I pray the Spanish stuff in Spanish, actually.
那我也讲西班牙文啊，那我有些时候用西班牙文写跟祷告。
And sometimes I pray the prayer of blessing to God in Spanish also.
那有一个很有名的一个祝福的祷告是用西班牙语讲的，我有时候会用那样的祷告。
It has other things in it sometimes, but it always includes God receive this day.
那这个祷告里面有这样的词，他说神求你带领我这一天。
Use it and use me for your glory.
使用这一天也使用我为了你的荣耀。
Now to you, my good Lord God.
To you, God.
I always say he's good, and I always say he's my Lord, and he's my God. You don't have a savior unless he's Lord. I mean, it's just flat out, I'll just tell you. So I always declare he's my Lord.
你是我的主，你是我的救主。
So I say, now to you, my good Lord God, be all glory and honor and majesty.
愿荣耀颂赞。
All praise and worship and adoration.
赞美敬拜尊崇。
All power and wisdom,
能力智慧
and dominion and glory,
全能glory again,
now,
现在
and forevermore,
和到存到永远
In Jesus' name,
奉主耶稣基督的名
It's almost like a liturgical prayer.
但有些时候你可能听起来觉得像是一个
But it wasn't always that one. It's changed as God's kind of added stuff to it. So right now it's got 10 elements. I'm hoping it doesn't get to like 30 or 40 because, man, it's going to get all confusing.
那有些时候这些祷告我们听起来像有个固定的形式，好像觉得不够自由。那其实当我们多多的用这样的操练尝试的时候，它真是能够触及我们的内心。
Now, to be honest, my theology of worship has shifted through that prayer time.
那我关于敬拜是什么如何理解敬拜也随之有改变。
I no longer depend on what the people up front are doing.
那我不再仅仅依靠着前面带敬拜的人敬拜团队的人怎么做。
If they're helping me to worship, I'm glad.
如果他们对我敬拜神有很大的帮助我非常的高兴。
I worship anyway.
那没有帮助我也照样敬拜神。
And I have to make a conscious decision to do it.
那敬拜神是我们要有做，要有这个决定要来做的。
I now try to have preparations for the Lord's Supper because I think in the history of the church, it's the central event of worship.
那每次领主餐之前，我都要好好的预备我们自己，因为从整个教会历史之看，领主餐是个非常重要的一个过程。
And my need for the Lord's Supper has increased so much as a result of me coming before God all the time. I can't explain it. It's mystical, but it has happened.
那我也不太能够解释，当我越来越意识到我对领主餐。觉得在我整个生命成长中非常必要的一部分。
Other people are starting to do it. When they find out I do it, they're starting to do it, and their stories are like way more exciting than mine.
那有一些的我知道的有的别的弟兄姐妹，他们也开始有这样灵修的过程他们也有很大的转变。
My wife and I went and saw the movie The War Room. I don't know if you saw the movie War Room.
那我跟我太太最近看了一个电影叫做。
I don't really have a war room closet.
You have one?
I don't.
I don't.
I do mine in my sort of man cave office, if you know what I'm saying. Don't mess with the man cave, I'll say that. But I have a man cave office, and I do my devotions in there, and my other study, and I do classes from there if they're online, and you know, it's where I go.
那这个 War Room 电影里面有讲到一个就是说暗室里面祷告的这么一个地方。那Bob 讲到说他们家虽然没有这么一个暗室祷告的地方，但是他却有一个他单独独处的一个地方，特别是在他办公室，他来做灵修。
My wife does have a little closet, not really closet. It used to be the girls, they called it their clubhouse when they were little, but they're gone now. And she prays in the place where they used to play.
那我们家有一个以前我们女儿们。使用的一个在一起玩的一个房间，那我太太就用那个地方作为她的祷告室。
And I stay out of there because I think she shouldn't. I shouldn't mess with the woman cave either.
那我一般不太去那边，因为我不想造成任何麻烦。
She does the notes and puts them on the wall and all kinds of stuff I don't do.
那我太太会读经、灵修、祷告的时候也会写很多的。
Mine's in my journal.
小笔记，然后会贴到墙上。那 Bob 他只是写在他的日记里面。
But yesterday, my wife wrote me two or three prayers, text prayers about my presentations here last night and today.
那我太太昨天特别跟我寄过来了几个她的祷告，是关于 Bob 这几次在我们当中分享信息的一个祷告。
There's power in those prayers.
那我读到这些祷告的时候，我感到了神的能力。
Let me re-say that. Prayers don't have power. There is power in the one to whom those prayers are sincerely directed.
I already translated that.
All right, thank you for fixing me. When people say, you know, prayer has power, it always bothers me because prayer has no power. I mean, the power is in the one. We just ask the one, and he decides what to do with it.
那这是或许是个小细节，我一般不太喜欢说祷告有能力，我更希望说，祷告是能够经历到神的能力。
Now, let me just clarify everything I've said here with something very important.
You want to clarify everything is important?
I want to clarify everything I've said so far. I want to clarify with what I'm about to say now. I'll just say it.
Okay.
All of this came by God's grace and God's presence.
所以我刚才讲的所有这些内容听起来都很重要，但是我更想强调的就是神的恩典。
In my routine prayers, I have... should I share it? There are two, historically, there are two what they call monosyllabic prayers, prayers that those who are in God's presence seem like constantly, pray constantly. One is the ancient one, Psalm 70, verse 1, which I use a translation I think will help me that says, Oh God, hasten
you,
to...
You need to slow down a little. I can't catch up.
I'm sorry. Maybe God is telling me I shouldn't say this. I don't know how much to share. I pray Psalm 70, verse 2.
诗篇七十篇第二节
I pray the Jesus prayer, which is Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me.
那我会有一个叫做耶稣的祷告。
I pray those during that one prayer time, it would be like 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 12 times probably in the prayer time. I pray those two prayers.
And then 那往往我常常在一段的祷告时间里面，我会重复十几次。
I pray, I recite and try to pray the two great commandments that Jesus reiterates from Deuteronomy 6 and Leviticus 19:18.
那另外我也在旧约里面有在生命记和利未记里面特别是生命记第六章里面的这样的教导。
I actually start off with the words, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one Lord."
以色列里面要听
straight out the Shema.
以色列里面要听就是生命记第六章。
I pray the Lord's Prayer. I shared that last night.
我也祷告这个马太福音第六章那个。
I pray three particular scriptures that have to do with my four primary sins. I'm not sharing those with you.
那我自己生命里面有四大块我总是受罪的困扰，所以在那上面有一些相关的经文，我每天也用那些经文来帮助我。
And at the end, there are two prayers that I pray that I think God gave me in the devotion time that developed over some time.
那在我结束的时候我会有另外两个祷告这两个祷告是我多年灵修下来我觉得神特别把这样的祷告词赐给了我
One of them is what I've now called the prayer of surrender
其中一个祷告就是要向神降服
So several times during the day I try to pray the prayer Oh God, all that I am All that I have All that I can do And all that I have authority overI surrender to you in Jesus' name.
那在一天里面，我多次的有一个祷告，就是我的所事，我所拥有的，我的所为，我所奉献的，都愿意交给你。
I'm not doing very well at that.
那我觉得我在这个上面还是有很大的欠缺。
But it hasn't changed my commitment to do that.
但是这个欠缺并没有阻止我有决心继续坚持下去。
And then I have a prayer at the end of that that is what I call the sevenfold prayer of grace.
那最后我是用七重恩典的祷告来结束。
It started out as the fivefold prayer of grace.
那我最开始是一种五重恩典的祷告，后来变成七重。
And there were things I was praying anyway, and I tried to systematize it so that I could use a prayer during the day that would have those elements in it.
所以这些祷告慢慢的在我里面成为一种系统化。
Because I was writing those things out in my journal.
那当特别是当我把它记在日记里的时候，我能够整理出来。
And that prayer is, O God, help me to live in Your presence and power.
那主要帮助我活在你的同在和你的大能中
，under your authority，
在你的权柄下
，and word，
你的圣经的话语里
，by your grace and mercy，
按你的恩典和你的怜悯
，through your holy spirit，
借着你的圣灵
，in Jesus' name，
奉耶稣的名
，I always pray to the Father in Jesus' name because I think that's what He primarily taught us to do。
那我相信圣经教导我们我们祷告向的父神奉耶稣基督的名
Although he did say you could pray to him also
那圣经也教导我们可以向主耶稣祷告
Last element Much of this happened in my life because great spiritual leaders throughout the history of the church are my mentors and my friends
最后一点我想跟大家强调的这一切这个改变是我逐渐的认识到而且接受这些历史历代的圣徒的属灵大师是我的导师也是我的朋友
Two more minutes
Okay
Last slide Alright What about you?
我们是不是愿意也来做
I know nothing of your personal devotional life
那我不知道在座的每一位是我们个人的灵修是用什么样的方式
Although Pastor Zhen shared with me that a large portion of both churches are on record for having a regular devotional life.
那感谢神
That's right, right?
我们两个教会每个礼拜都有灵修的这样的一个操练。
That's great. Keep going.
我抱不想鼓励大家继续坚持。
The scriptures have to be a focus in your spiritual development.
那我想再次强调在我们每一个人灵性的培育的成长过程里面圣经必须是我们的重点
Because God's Spirit does mighty acts in our lives to transform us into the character of God that God created us to become when we make ourselves available to Him
所以当我们愿意把我们呈现给神向神敞开的时候圣灵就借着神的话语在我们里面改变我们的生命让我们更像基督
But you're not the first person to read the scriptures and seek God.
但是我想我们都知道，我们绝对不是第一个读了圣经，然后发觉有神在里面。
You're not the first generation to read the scriptures and seek God.
那同样，我们也不是第一代的，我们借着读圣经来寻求神。
I mean, many, many brothers and sisters have gone before us.
那在我们之前，实在有历世历代的圣徒，他们也借着读圣经，借着生活操练来寻求神。
And before there even were Christians.Many Hebrews who actually did have faith and followed God, many who didn't, but many who did.
那即使在基督教之前，我们也知道有很多犹太人，他们也是在寻求神。
So what if you don't have a plan?
所以你如果现在还没有一个计划的话
，I'm going to tell you where I get people started.
那我想跟大家分享我平常怎么鼓励大家开始。
You don't have to follow it.
你不见得一定要按照我说的做。
But people are now coming to me, God sending them from somewhere, but people are coming to me and asking me, can you help me get started on a spiritual plan?
但是我也可以跟大家分享，现在越来越多的人，他们借着各样的方式 到我这里来寻求帮助，他们开始走上这个灵修的路。
Let me share one more thing. I don't do devotions 5 days a week anymore.
那我也想再跟大家分享一个，我现在每周的灵修不再是五天了。
Except for that one day last year, I tell you, I just never miss a day.
所以我现在是每天都有灵修。
That was a humbling God making sure I didn't get any vanity out of that. But the reason is not because I have some sort of legalistic obligation that if I don't do this, God's not going to like me.
所以我想给大家澄清，大家不要误解说，我觉得我如果缺了一天的话，神就不再爱我了，也不再喜欢我了。
In this spiritual world of a constant spiritual battle,
那我们所生活的这个世界的实存的真相是一个属灵的世界，而且也充满了属灵的征战。
It's the place where I always feel safe.
那每次我做灵修的时候，是我感觉最安全的时候。
And so I don't want to miss it.
所以我实在不希望遗漏这样的一个安全。
Just a little rest from the demonic attack each day is really kind of cool.
那每天我们其实都经历许许多多的这样的属灵的征战，特别是恶者的攻击。如果能够有这么一段时间，能够享受这样的平安和安全，实在是我们极大的福分。
That sounds mystical, but I can't explain it. I just
听起来或许
my experience so far, at least.
听起来大家或许觉得。有些神秘，但这的确是我个人很亲切的经历。
Let me say a couple more things, just practical level. When I first started, it was about 10 or 15 minutes a day.
那我最开始的时候，大概每天只有10到15分钟。
I'm not going to tell you what I do now, because that's not really important.
但是我不想跟大家讲我现在是多久，因为这并不重要。
But what is important is that you get started. If you're not started, get started in an intentional plan to come before God in a surrendered moment every day. You can have 20 surrendered moments, that's okay, but at least start with one.
所以我更有负担的是鼓励大家，我们你如果没有的话，你请大家开始，即使是一天一次，都可以。当然，一天多次会更好。
So when people come to me, I usually start them on the New Testament plan. I call it the New Testament plan.
如果你现在如果没有计划，那你我鼓励你可以从新约开始。
5 days a week.
一个礼拜五天。
1 chapter a day.
一天一章。
And a whole bunch of days at the beginning are all about Jesus.
那你马上就会发觉你在头几个月几乎都在读关于耶稣的事。
Actually, the first 109 of those.5 days a week days are in the Gospels. I mean, it's just Jesus' life and walk and ministry.
你头109天，你都是在读福音书，关于耶稣。
Not a bad way to start your year.
这其实是非常好的一个过程，开始新的一年。
Fill up on the water hose of Jesus, you know.
把你
It's a lot to drink, but you know, drink.
到耶稣那里去饮生命的活水。
And I've challenged the last 2 churches where I did interim ministries to follow the plan.
那我过去有一段时间在两个教会做代理牧师，我都挑战会众开始这样的计划。
Whenever I do that, I have to jack around with my plan so it matches what I'm asking them to do and the rest of the other stuff I do.
所以我每次鼓励他们做的时候，我也会调整我的计划跟他们一起做。
So when you're ready to include spiritual masters along with the scripture.
那如果你做了一段时间之后，你在也在考虑把灵修大师的一些的书籍放到你灵修内容里面。
Page 198 of my book gives some suggestions on what might be good.
那 Bob 有一本书里面第109页里面给了一些具体的建议。
And I suggest using one of the recommended resources, a book called Invitation to Christian Spirituality as the place to start there.
那有一本书的名字叫做因为他的 last name 作者是 Tyson, T-Y-S-O-N, 他书的名字叫做基督徒的灵性培育简介。
Basically, we would there you can get a sampling of spiritual masters throughout the centuries and maybe choose from that place where you would want to go on.
这个简介它收录了历代的这个圣徒他们的灵修的所写的内容，所以说你可以用他们来帮助你。
It's not always going to be comfortable.
那我想提醒大家，我们也知道说这个过程有些时候不是那么舒服。
I'm feeling compelled to say this, so I think I'd better.
那我有个感动，我想跟大家来强调一些内容。
God is not very concerned with your comfort.
神从某种角度上说，并不是非常关心我们是不是舒服。
It's not his primary goal to make you happy, wealthy, and wise.
他最主要的目的不是让你富有，然后舒服，而且有智慧。
I think the next time I hear somebody who wants to sin and says, "Doesn't God want me to be happy?" I'm going to throw up.
那有些时候我们会听到这样的话，说我所相信的这个神应该让我幸福。我听到这样的话，有些时候想吐出来。
God is not that concerned with your happiness.
神不是只关心我们是不是幸福。
If you do what he asks, it all works out to lots of eternal happiness. I'm not saying he's not concerned with that down the road, but right now, he is mostly concerned about your holiness.
当然，神是盼望我们成为他的儿女，最终与他永远在一起。这的确是一个很幸福的状态。但现在在我们的生活里面，神非常关心我们是不是圣洁。
He wants you to become like him.
他有一个很最深的心意就是让我们能够更像他。
And if you have to be scared like our pastor was taking Bibles into some place, or you have to quit your job and have no idea if it's whatever. I mean, happiness isn't the primary goal. Or if you have to keep your job even though you don't like it, the happiness isn't the primary goal. The primary goal is to become like God.
就像我们今天早上听到的另外两篇两位弟兄的见证一样，有些时候是失掉工作，有些时候面对被抓起来的危险。在我们基督徒的生活里面，我们会遇到很多的机会，很多的时刻，我们都会
stop, don't I? Up here it may not be comfortable.
那我们可能在这个阶段里面，我们会觉得很不舒服。
You might have to fight wild beasts at Ephesus.
那就像
That's a scripture passage. I just quoted Paul, basically. Yeah. You might have to go through the persecutions like Paul did, or take spikes in your hands and feet like Jesus did. It's not always comfortable, but it is always satisfying and holy.
所以，我们人生的目标不是追求一种享乐、一种舒服，而是我们能够更像神、更圣洁。
God bless you.
愿神祝福大家。
I love you.
我爱大家。